Greetings, everyone. This is David Less with another Universal Meditation. For any human beings who wish to take a moment in time and remember that we all have emerged from the Great One, whatever be the name or the form that we use, whatever our belief is, whatever our path, we have all emerged from the same source, which has given us the freedom to manifest in so many different ways. At each period of human history, humanity has chosen forms and symbols to remind us of this one seminal reality that we've all emerged from the One. And in our unique ways, we will all return to the One. So let us begin this meditation by adjusting our posture, straightening our spine, relaxing our jaw and our tongue. Lift the chest. And observe the breath. Just be a witness to the flow of the breath. So much of meditation is creation, projecting thoughts and feelings from our spiritual centers into the world of form. But in this meditation, we're going to practice dissolution, the dissolving of the self. And in that way, that which is beyond the world of variety can be experienced, or shall I say, remembered by our deeper memory, not the faculty that remembers the shopping lists, but the deeper sense of connectedness. So we begin again by experiencing the in-breath and the out-breath. We realize, of course, that breath is life. Breath is life. We can do without food, without water, but breath is life itself. So we feel the life as it moves through the body. And at this point, we ask ourselves, am I just my body? My body that's subject to disease and pains. My body that has desires, needs, habits. Is that really all that I am? Certainly, I must be more than the body. So for the moment, let the body dissolve. All the pains, the diseases, the limitations, the gravity pull, let that go and ask yourself, well, if I'm not my body, what am I? A body made of the substance of planet Earth. What am I that's beyond that? And the answer that arises is the mind. The thoughts, the feelings, the memories. The ego. Yes, I am my mind. But the mind has limitations too. It has opinions, it has habits, it has boundaries beyond which it cannot think. It has fears, prejudice. Am I really just my mind? Must be beyond my mind. So now, as we've let the body go, let the mind go. The thoughts are just kind of action reaction. We see we can still exist beyond our thoughts. Beyond our mind. How about our feeling? Well, but our feelings are so regulated by circumstances. Someone flatters us and we feel good. Someone blames us and we become despairing. No. Feelings are fleeting also. So let's let our feelings go too. So we've dissolved the body. We've dissolved the mind. We've dissolved the feelings. What's left? Not who's left, what's left? what's left is a vibration, an essence. We can't quite name it. If we say spirit or soul, we're actually narrowing down something that's much more subtle than that. Something that goes beyond time, that existed before we existed, and will exist after us. We can know it, but we can't describe it, because to describe it brings us into the mind, and we've just dissolved all that. So for the next minute or so, just let yourself be. If you're not capable of that, just identify with your breath, with that energy that comes in and goes out. Experience the quiet that remains when all the noise is gone. Don't look to give anything or to get anything. Just experience the quiet. Now we take one more step in the process of dissolution. We let even the quiet go, and we just stay with no boundary. No attachment. No attraction. Nothing calls us. no repulsion. Beyond judgment. And at this point, use that faculty that is beyond all and sense that we've all emerged from the One. And back to the One will we all go. All the beautiful moments of our life and the non-beautiful ones. Will fade. Fade from the book of the universe. And in time, what was us will become a blank page. No memory. No mind. No feeling. No ego, no will. Give yourself permission to just feel this emptiness, to sense it. And so many ask, why then? What's the purpose of this? And of course, the answer is the continuum. Each generation is related to the past. Each generation is the growing medium for the future. We've come from the One, and we're moving as a human family towards the One. From One to One. The journey is not just the journey of our life, but the journey of humanity. From the beginning to the end. And when we dissolve, when we remove ourselves from the world of cause and effect, from the world of self, we become part of the extended journey from the beginning to the end. We may just be one page in the book, but that one page is a hologram of the whole book. So I'll stop the spoken part of the meditation, but I urge you to sit. Sit for 10 or 15 minutes and be dissolved, be empty. It's not done with the will, it's done with surrender. Be a page in the book. You don't have to be the whole book. It is this experience that makes human beings naturally kind. When we remember our source, where we've come from and where we're going. So sit for a while. Enjoy the inner peace. Go beyond the body, the mind, the feeling, the ego. Go beyond it, beyond the memory, and just sit. For a minute, for a year, it's the same. Be well and be happy, and be kind. Thank you again. Goodbye.